I think it's a problem that every school across New York and across the country is facing.
Senator Gillibrand says the bill she's promoting would change dynamics. It would provide more training for campus administrators involved in adjudications.
Requiring a relationship with law enforcement, so if a case needs to go to law enforcement, that's already decided how that happens.
The senator says transparency is needed when it comes to sexual assaults on college campuses. Her bill would also call for online surveys for students to complete every 2 years where they would discuss campus safety.
To say whether they feel safe on campus, if they've ever been assaulted, what happened, if they reported what happened, and if they didn't, why didn't they? That level of information and transparency for parents and students will make a huge difference in choosing what school you want to send your children to.
This is something that we've struggled with forever. Whenever you put together a lot of young people who are at the age where they becoming sexually active and thinking about sexual behavior.
That is SUNY Buffalo State President Catherine Conway Turner. We spoke with her during freshman move-in day. Unfortunately, there was an attempted sexual assault in a dorm room just after the start of the school year. A student has been charged. But Conway Turner told us the school provides information including the I Love Consent program that was launched last year dealing with sexual behavior on a college campus.
We have just really sort of enriched our discussion and the opportunities for students to really think about it from the very beginning when they get here and then to continue to have those discussions while they're here.
But Senator Gillibrand noted more must be provided to ensure victims are given the right options on the very first day they report an alleged attack. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.